2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Before we get to our snow day segment in length, let me first make a connection here, as we try to do every week, with Craig Gordon from the Utah Avalanche Center, because we have not one but two rounds of snow coming this weekend. And by the time our interview airs here on Saturday morning, Craig, we will have already got a pretty good pounding up in the canyons.
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. And actually, I think it's a trifecta. So
oh boy.
I kind of think this whole thing keeps going here for the next couple days, over the weekend into next week. And it's really a northern Utah, Logan area favored storm to begin with. And they're already receiving a good shot of snow, water, and of course, wind. All of our mountains are starting to see increased wind. And by the time we roll through the weekend into early next week, I'm expecting a couple foot in the mountains of northern Utah. So that's, of course, going to bump the avalanche danger up. Right now we're looking at between a considerable to a high avalanche danger. So on a scale of 1 to 5, we're at a level 3 and just barely starting to scratch the edges of level 4. And for mountain weather, it looks like we stay stormy through the weekend. We get often on snow showers, so it's not like one direct hit, as you alluded to. It's a couple series of storms, and so things are going to be changing throughout the weekend. It's an amazing snowpack. Things are very straightforward. We're mostly dealing with new snow avalanches and recent wind drifts. So it's not like the big, deep, spooky avalanches of a couple of weeks ago when things were breaking in that mid-pack weak layer. So pretty straightforward. But of course, as you know, as all your listeners know, avalanche conditions in the backcountry, they're always changing. So I invite everyone, visit your one-stop shop for all things avalanche. It's UtahAvalancheCenter.org.
I need a snow day.
All right, let's do a little snow day business here for the next couple of minutes, and I have twisted their arm. They actually agreed to stick around. Bob Grove, Mark Wade. I totally forgot, Bob, that you had asked me before, and I'm a little bummed out, quite frankly, that you guys are going to be at the Travel Expo this weekend. And as people listen to this interview on Saturday morning, it's still happening today at the Mountain America Expo Center. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. The old Southtown Expo Center down there, which has been Mountain America for a while. But I was scheduled to be there for a broadcast and was looking forward to bumping into you. You and Mark, I'm just going to turn it over to you two, because you're not just there to talk up activities. You're actually going to give people the opportunity to go and experience some of these things.
Yeah, absolutely. We, this is, I'm not sure how many years it's been. This show started in the mid-90s, and so it's been running for quite a while now. It's sponsored by Morris and Columbus Travel.
Yeah.
And it'll have vendors there for big ticket travel all over the world and all the way down to road trips to the places that Mark and I spend so much time at. So there will be a representation of road trips to big cruises and European trips, etc. So it's a pretty big event. It's the biggest travel show of its type in the Intermountain West.
So Mark, are you guys going to have a booth for road tripping?
We are. You know, I was going to say that's probably the best thing people could enjoy about their Saturdays. They come to the show and they get to meet Bob, right? What could be better than
that? Well, I don't want to set him up for disappointment, but...
Yeah, you said, Mark, you just set him up for that. That's for sure.
I know. I appreciate you taking the lead on that one.
Yeah, thanks.
So, yeah, the fun thing is we're going to be there all day, and we're going to have a booth there, and you can come by the booth, and we're giving away prizes, vacation experiences at three different destinations. Bob, I know we're doing one for Zion Ponderosa Ranch Resort down there on the east side of Zion National Park, and it'll include some activities and lodging. We're also doing one for a bed and breakfast up in Escalante, which we love. It's the Slot Canyons Inn. Joette Marie Rex runs that, and what a fantastic place that is. So you'll have an opportunity to win a two-night stay there, and I think we have a third one. Bob, what was that other one?
We do to Big Mountain Lodge in the San Rafael Swell in Emery County. That's Mark and I have spent a lot of time there. It's a great gateway to so much adventure and recreation in that part of the state.
Tell me about one of you. Bob, maybe you tell me about this bed and breakfast.
Well, the Slot Canyon, actually, Mark is probably the better one. Right. Mark has spent some time working with them.
So it's right off of Scenic Byway 12. You know, Scenic Byway 12 is rated one of the top 10 scenic highways in America. And so it's 120 miles long. And just outside of Escalante, you've got this, they've got about 120 acres there. Brigham Young University came in a few years ago and did some studies and found that men or people, let's say people, have been living there for over 10,000 years. They've got evidence of that. It's right there on the property. They've got petroglyphs and pictographs right there on the property. And then they've got this 8-bedroom inn. They've got a home there on the property that you can rent. And Miss Kitty, if you remember the old show Gunsmoke, Miss Kitty, she used to own this cabin, and you can stay in Miss Kitty's cabin. So there's a, and then they've got
you're not
a
kidding.
Creek right by. No, and it's running right by this beautiful creek that comes off the Boulder Mountains. This is a scenic location that's right off the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument in the Boulder Mountains, a fantastic place to hang out.
So what kind of activities do you do just outside your front door there then?
There's of course, there's hiking of Slot Canyons galore. The Hole in the Rock Road is just a few minutes away. And you can go down the Hole in the Rock Road. You've got Devil's Garden, which you can explore if you're looking to do things with family. It's like McDonald's Playland for kids and adults. It's all natural rock formations. You've got Zebra Slot Canyon, Coyote Gulch, Egypt. There's so many slot canyons that you can go explore and hike through. Peekaboo and spooky slot canyons are easy to get into. And then you can go and fish up on the mountain. You've got 80 lakes on Boulder Mountain just above you, easy to get up to, and you can go fishing up on top of the mountain.
Wow.
So that's just the tip of the around that area.
Yeah. All right. So what do people have to do to qualify to win these, Bob?
Well, it's going to be a random drawing. So you have three chances to win. You just have to come by our booth and enter the contest, and then we will randomly draw three winners from that.
Hmm. As much as you and I pretend to have done a lot of things in the outdoors together, it's been a while and too long in between, but this was one of the places I always looked forward to bumping into you, because you used to help out Clyde Seeley with Three Bear Lodge and all of the tourism up in Yellowstone. Are they going to be down this year? Have you had any word of that?
Well, Three Bear generally does attend. I haven't checked the vendor list, but they've been a regular since the beginning. I mean, there are a few vendors that are there every year that have been since day one. And so I've been involved in both expos. It was with Morris Murdoch Travel, originally Morris, and then Murdoch merged with them, Morris Murdoch Travel Expo. And then Columbus Travel had their own expo up in Layton, and they combined to bring their expos together. So this is their combined expo now. That last year was their first year in this arrangement. And so we expect a really good turnout. But well, I tell you, if you're interested in traveling this coming year, this is the place to go and get information.
It really is. A lot of people are making their plans to get out, particularly if you've been holed up somewhere because of the pandemic for a while. And here's what my takeaway from this, guys, when I go to the travel show. As much as people are looking for, you know, that river cruise in Europe or a cruise to take them to Mexico or something, you'll always find something that you haven't experienced yet that is right in your backyard and will give you just as many great memories. So I'm really happy you guys are giving them the opportunity to do that. You don't happen to know the hours of it today, do you, Bob?
Well, on Saturday, it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. All right. Look them up at the Mountain America Expo Center. All right. Now, this time, thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Mark Wade, Bob Grove. We'll come back and finish the program next. Roger Agin will join me from Bear River Lodge. I need a spell.
two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Just a couple of minutes here to finish out the program. Roger Eggett, and quite frankly, I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often. He's got a lot on his plate. So he is not going to be able to connect with us this week, which, as I said, with all the things this man juggles, I'm not surprised. But anyway, he did want me to make mention of something that is coming up next Friday. And if you're a lady out there that, you know, just can't find other females to go out and play in the outdoors with, and you'd like to make some new friendships, some maybe lasting, long-lasting relationships, and get to know a snowmobile a little bit better. Next Friday is going to be a great opportunity up at the cabins at Bear River Lodge. The ladies' ride is scheduled for Friday the 27th. You can stay Thursday night at the cabins and ride with everybody on Friday, or just come up for the day on Friday if that works better for you. It's $150 for breakfast and a snowmobile for Friday. Figure that out. Or $250 to stay the night and get breakfast and a snowmobile. So just a great way to spend not just some quality time, but also, as I mentioned, get to know somebody that maybe you can share some time with out in the beautiful outdoors of Utah on a snowmobile at another time in your life. You can call this number to make a reservation for next Friday or just get more details. 801-798-1008 is the number. And, of course, you can always go to BearRiverLodge.com. My thanks, as always, to Roger Eggett and Bear River Lodge, plus Trax Power Sports Rentals, where if you don't have your own machine, you're welcome to go and rent one anytime from Trax Power Sports Rentals. But that's coming up next Friday. Also wanted to make sure I squeeze this in here. Utah's Morning News on Friday was talking about this fishing in Utah and the expectations of growth. This, quite frankly, took me a little by surprise. They say over 1.2 million pounds of fish were caught in Utah each year, but with growing populations and shrinking waters, it might be a little more complicated in the coming years. I just want to share part of a story that KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla shared with Utah's Morning News this week.
The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources says that population growth studies show that an additional 2.6 million anglers will be in need of fishing licenses by 2035. As of right now, Utah supplies over 400,000 anglers with licenses, and about 25% of them are non-residents.
Our hope is that we'll be able to spread people across the landscape by spreading these experiences, the availability of these experiences across the landscape.
Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Get that, 400,000 anglers, 25% of them are non-resident, and they're expecting that there's going to be another 2.6 million anglers that will need fishing licenses by 2035. So when we talk about, as a skier, enjoying all of this snowfall, realize, of course, that it's going to be filling up our reservoirs and putting water back into our streams, which means better habitat for those fish, better opportunities for the fishermen coming up in the months and years ahead. That's going to do it for this week's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't go away. Coming up next, it is The Greenhouse. Ton and Maria will help you with that. Don't forget, we've got Cougar basketball coming up tonight. They're in San Francisco to take on the Dons. Pre-game at 5, the kickoff at 6. Have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday morning. Back with Utah's Morning News and Amanda Dixon here on KSL.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.